This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
There's a report that says President Trump has been hacked by some malicious actors, and we get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A well-known hacking group claims to have dirty laundry on President Trump and is threatening to publish it next week if their ransom isn't paid. They're demanding a ransom of $42 million. The hackers are the cyber criminal Revil ransomware operators. The group has had a long history of attacks, including the one against Travelex. The most recent being the ransomware attack against the New York lawyers whose clients include Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Bruce Springsteen.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying it's imperative to craft a new coronavirus stimulus bill soon, telling CBS's Face the Nation that time is of the essence. She says hunger and unemployment are not going on pause for Americans as they deal with the pandemic. Republicans in the Senate say the measure is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Details are coming out about what the recently fired State Department Inspector General was working on that may have lost him his job. NBC News is reporting that former IG Steve Linick was investigating whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a staffer do personal chores for him, from walking his dog to picking up laundry to making dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife. Details of the investigation were given to Congress last week after Linick's firing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the vast majority of his backers will vote for Joe Biden in the November election. On ABC's This Week, the former Democratic presidential hopeful said Biden is beginning to grasp the importance of understanding where working class and young voters are coming from. Sanders pointing to issues like climate change, the minimum wage, and student loan debt. A former Buffalo Bills first-round NFL pick is under arrest. Ed Oliver, the team's draft choice in 2019, arrested on Saturday night in Houston, charged with driving while intoxicated and unlawfully carrying a weapon. Police say Oliver had an open beer can between his legs and appeared very nervous when officers pulled him over. A later search of his Ford Super Duty pickup truck turned up a pistol as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Got through another weekend. Some of the beaches are opening up, some in defiance of the governors. Did you see what happened in Virginia? They said, heck, you know. As far as we're concerned, we the people are opening up the beaches. And, you know, we chuckle a bit about that. And with all due respect, I understand some people are very nervous still. And it's going to be a while for us to get on the other side of this. You know, I don't know if there can be enough vaccines. And, of course, vaccines aren't going to happen for a while, even though with, you know, Operation Warp Speed that the president put into play to do everything we can. And there's no doubt. I mean, all the scientists, if you want to believe. And I know sometimes you have to pick and choose what it is you want to believe from which scientists, because of the models and some of the information that's coming up. I mean, even Dr. Birx called, you know, put the pressure on the CDC saying, gosh, your stuff is off by 25%. And, you know, I come from a world that you can't even be off by 2%, you know, when you're doing projections. But somehow the modelers and the scientists who are given all honor and glory right now, you know, they can be off 25%, 50%, and it's all okay. They live another day. And meanwhile, we're shutting down our economy, restricting our lives, surrendering our liberties, and the people have had it, and rightfully so. And it's, I mean, this is the dynamic tension. You've got the practicality of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness against, you know, what these scientific modelers are saying. And the numbers are not quite, you know, coming up according to Hoyle here. And people are saying, look, you know, I've shut down. I've been housebound for all these weeks, maybe a couple of months in some cases. And what are we doing here? And, you know, and in some hands, you know, they're saying, well, this is no worse than the flu. Again, this is all from, you know, anecdotal, everyday citizens on the street and their response to all this and how they assess it. And you have others quite worried because they see this is very dangerous and it's definitely targeting a particular group. And then, of course, in New York last week, we saw that maybe, just maybe, we don't know for sure, is the coronavirus having some sort of effect on young people with the skin diseases and the effects are being shown up. It's all very concerning, but this is all the different aspects and elements that are playing into the fear factor of where we are right now. And so we're going to have to get through this process. So it's not going to happen, really. There's going to be that level of accountability or comfortability that people have when they start going to places, whether it's to church. And churches, I know in Florida where I'm at, there are some that have already opened up. And but I got to notice that our church specifically is not going to open up until Memorial Weekend. And so, you know, and that's good. I mean, it's starting to open up actually this week, but I mean, as far as services are concerned, it'll be another week yet before that happens. But as that happens and people are responsible for those who are sick not going in and being part of the crowd, if you're sick, stay home still, please. And others, you know, wearing their mask if they are, and people are just, just starting to feel all this out. You know, do they wear a mask, not wear a mask? You had a situation where a CNN reporter was caught on camera after, she wore the mask, during the presser. But as soon as the press deal was open and she's walking through people, she removes her mask. So it's like, oh, my gosh, so you got the mask police out there all, vigilantly, keeping an eye on these indiscrepancies, or these discrepancies. And it's going to be interesting as we get through it, but we'll be okay. We're going to be fine. We're getting on the other side of this. And I think it's good. I think what we may have done, and of course this is one man's opinion, is that we may have, elongated the experience here unnecessarily because we thwarted the herd immunity, aspect of in play by keeping everybody, trapped in their houses. We need people outside, and even the scientists have said that there's not a lot going to happen, when you're out there on your boat or you're out in the oceans and outside. Just pay attention. Social distancing still is in play. Washing your hands, all this good hygiene stuff is working out. But meanwhile, we've got Congress. Nancy Pelosi, I say Congress, it's really Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and the left wing of the party, which is controlling the House right now. And they came up with this $3 trillion bill that passed. And really what it all came down to, and as you break it down, is, Nancy Pelosi doesn't do stuff off the seat of her pants. I mean, there is a rhyme and reason for doing what she does. And don't think, that she's some sort of knucklehead. I mean, there's an end game for Nancy Pelosi. And the end game is that the Democrats win, Republicans and everybody else loses. And if you understand the Democrats' platform, if you've read it, and you see what's going on, it's clear what this is all about. Listen to the soundbite about the $3 trillion bill.
Foreign Relations Committee, Iraq War vet himself. Congressman Kinzinger, thanks for being here. So this $3 trillion...
Hey, listen.
Yes.
Dan is wrong. The crypt is actually pretty creepy. It's creepy.
Maybe he undersold it. He might have undersold it. What do you make of this bill? I mean, we've been talking about it all morning, all the items in it. Nancy Pelosi strong-arming her caucus to get it passed. What's your take?
So, look, all this is, it's disappointing because we've done four or five coronavirus-related bills that were all bipartisan. We can go debate them and all that kind of stuff, but when it's all done, we do a bipartisan thing. This is not that. This is November focus. So what she wants to do, for instance, there was a repeal of the state and local income tax deduction that gives her blue state vulnerable Democrats the opportunity to say that they voted for that, that affects you, and then, by the way, your opponent probably wouldn't have. And so what you've done is you've taken a bill that she knows is going nowhere, and she's made it a political weapon for November. We need to resist, following suit of using this pandemic as political weapons, and we're doing that for the most part, but they can't help themselves. And that's what that was. It was a disappointing...
Okay, there it is. Adam Kinzinger, the representative from Illinois. Putting it all into perspective, like I said, Nancy doesn't do things by accident. I mean, it's all purposeful, and it's all to hide the incompetency of these blue states, because this is what it's coming down to, is people are realizing these blue state governors, they're in trouble, with pensions and everything, and now they want to arrest their whole problem and tie it all into this COVID relief, and we need trillions of dollars because we got to bail them out. He made mention of the crypt. I want to play this one. This is from Dan Crenshaw, looking for $3 trillion throughout the state house. Listen to this.
So with us voting on a $3 trillion plus bill today, you would think that we just have that money lying around. But do we? All right, let's ask Kevin McCarthy if he knows where it's at. Kevin, you know where I can find $3 trillion?
Check the crypt. Let me do that.
The crypt.
Shh. We're about to go into the crypt. Okay, the crypt is a lot less scary than it sounds. And there's no $3 trillion. Excuse me. Do you know where I can find $3 trillion?
I don't know. Check the basement.
The basement. Check this one out. No door handle. Kind of suspicious. And
number three. Nobody would suspect this door.
Can't open it. And it's oddly 2 feet off the ground. I don't know what's up with that. I wonder if she knows where it is. Nah, she doesn't know where it is. Actually, I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Let's just check the ATM. Nah, yeah. Of course. Okay, but seriously, we don't have $3 trillion. We're printing that money or borrowing it from our kids. This isn't sustainable. And even if it was, this bill isn't designed to help the American people. It's designed to keep you locked at home, losing your job, your business is going under, while they spend money on a progressive wish list. So,
well, that's Ed Crenshaw looking for $3 trillion. Nope, didn't find it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith,
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I know the Democrats were kind of saying, well, you send somebody out with only one good eye looking for $3 trillion. He needs both eyes to find $3 trillion. Of course, Dan Crenshaw would appreciate that. Don't go, bad joke. I mean, come on, it's not a Saturday Night Live skit here, but... Dan is who's been on the show, and we got to have him back. I mean, his new book, Fortitude, if you haven't read it, you need to get your hands on it. I think every kid in school right now should read this book. This is practical stuff. I mean, what he shares with you is the kind of stuff that, you remember the admiral that told everybody that McRaven said that you should make your bed, you know, the first thing every day. Remember, he did that big speech there, and we talked about it in the interview. And anyway, it was very, very practical. And Dan's book here, though, you know, you get some SEAL inspiration stories, you know, a little bit there, and you understand a little bit more about the SEALs and what they're involved with. But Dan, and I know he'd be embarrassed, you know, to be referred to as a hero, but he really is. I mean, he represents, you know, the top, you know, one half of 1% of people who serve in our military. And anybody that has served in the military is really, you know, our heroes in defending the cause for freedom. And Dan almost paid the ultimate price. I mean, he paid a big price. You know, lost an eye, injuries, that he went through, and even his recovery talked about. I mean, it is so proud. I'd have been a basket case. Lying, you know, you could not move. He had to lie face down for 6 months. Couldn't move. I mean, you think you're having a hard time with the coronavirus? I mean, what Dan had to experience in healing. But he never thought about anything else other than that he was going to be able to see, that they were going to be able to save at least one of his eyes. In which they did. They were able to. He lost his right eye, but they were able to put the left eye back together again. And he's got, with a corrective lens, he's got 20/20 vision. I mean, it's just an incredible miracle. But you would love his book. I'm telling you. I think this needs to get in the hands of every kid, because it's the kind of thing that the grandfather and maybe your dad might have, you know, might say to you in terms of, you know, common sense, advice about life. Everything, you know, like simple things like, you know, why did you choose to leave your shopping cart out in the aisle taking up a parking space as opposed to just taking a minute, an extra minute, if that, and walking the cart, you know, back to the area where they store the carts? And so that way it's out of the way and it's inappropriate. Why would you just leave it out there? But this is, you know, it's what people do. And it's the little things of life, and he talks about the little things, why the little things are so important. But excellent book. I highly recommend it. And like I said, we've got to get him back. Fortitude is the name of the book, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. Put all this craziness into perspective. Speaking of which, of course, a lot of people are still talking about over the weekend about the Michael Flynn case. Like, this thing is not going away. And what was it, you know, with Judge Emmett Stone? What was he thinking? I mean, here's a judge that... licensed to lie, and the attorney for Michael Flynn, we're talking Sidney Powell, had wrote about, you know, quite eloquently and with glowing terms in her book, Licensed to Lie. And disappointingly, he has become a political apparatchik and not going along with the recommendation of the Justice Department. I mean, it's like, you know, what is going on with that? Well, listen to what the former prosecutor himself, Ken Starr, had to say about it.
Yes, it's inappropriate. I think it's unlawful. In our system of government, the decision whether to prosecute and to drop a prosecution is entirely vested in the Justice Department and ultimately in the Attorney General. So it's inappropriate. I think it's unlawful. And it's unlawful, by the way, under the law of the D.C. Circuit in which Judge Sullivan sits. Let's look at what Attorney General Barr, who I know to be a person of integrity, did. When serious questions were raised about the legitimacy and the lawfulness of General Flynn's prosecution by the Bob Mueller team, he appointed a very respected United States attorney from St. Louis, who had been unanimously confirmed to the United States Senate, to take a fresh look at all the new evidence that's come in, evidence that apparently had been withheld from General Flint's defense lawyers. And he then came to a conclusion and a recommendation and gave it to the Attorney General, namely, the prosecution never should have been brought in the first instance. The Attorney General accepted that. It's his responsibility, and with all due respect to Judge Sullivan, he's overstepping his bounds here. And Judge Gleason was right 8 years ago in saying it would be an abuse of discretion for him not to accept the plea that had been entered into or to dismiss the charges that
right.
had been previously.
You see, it's kind of interesting here, right? Now you see and understand and get some better insight in the story, and we appreciate Ken Starr's perspective, his very balanced perspective on what's going on here. I mean, you've got two judges involved that, there's a clash at the end of the day. But, for political purposes and all the stuff that takes place, we end up, creating some brain damage amongst the body politic and wondering what's going on, because there's some people believe that, hey, look, it's not over. Mike Flynn, he needs to, he did lie and, forget about the circumstances, how he was hotboxed and, somewhat of a coerced confession. I mean, is that really justice? I think that most reasonable people would look at this and say, no, this thing stinks to high heaven. And the justice, got it right. And this seems to be, maybe you talk about light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe there's more light at the end of the tunnel coming in regard to the injustice that's taken place. But, and this is only one aspect of it. I mean, there's so many other things. But, this is the problem. When injustice creeps into the system, it spreads all over the place. I mean, it makes everything acceptable. I mean, to the point that you could do an attempted coup on a lawfully and duly elected president of the United States and get away with it, basically. I mean, and to all the ends that they've gone through on this. And, of course, Flynn right now is just he's just a little piece of the whole situation. But all this stuff is starting to come out now, and we're waiting to see, okay, how many other shoes are going to drop here. I mean, with Durham's, investigation, him, having a grand jury in place here, I mean, they're looking at all this stuff, and, I mean, it's sealed up because you don't have any leaks coming from the New York Times. I mean, this is the difference, this was a Democratic-led operation and investigation, there'd have been leaks all over the place. I mean, the Times would have known so much stuff going on, from Durham. But because this is conservative, and also because the way conservatives are approaching this, I mean, this is a very serious thing. The Democrats would look at it as an opportunity to get, some more of, more favor and more control of power. And conservatives and what Bill Barr is doing and Durham and others on behalf of the people is, hey, let's just get the facts. Can we get the facts out? And let's see if we can, straighten out this ball of yarn, I mean, that has just been spread out for, all these years, that has really hindered the effectiveness of this president. And you can't blame President Trump for really getting upset. And then now is it, you're realizing more and more how this went up, with Sidney Powell. When I asked her, I said, Sidney, how far up does this go? I mean, do we dare say it goes in the Oval Office? Without exception. And knowing the way Barack Obama ran his administration, I mean, he was a micromanager. And you even hear in one of the texts, or reading the text from Stroke and Page, is that the president wants to know everything about it. Well, of course he does, because that's the way he operated. And I don't care, Fast and Furious, I mean, go down the line, Benghazi, you're going to tell me he didn't know anything? Of course he knew. He knew everything. He knew everything about what was going on here. This was all a plan that they executed with the unmasking, campaign that they did. We went from maybe a handful of people who had the authority to unmask it, where there were hundreds of people within the administration able to unmask, and the people that were doing this. And then, you got Samantha Powell saying, well, it wasn't me. It wasn't my, they did it in my name, but it wasn't me that did this. Come on, this is the government. How do you do this? And, you keep, once you have a hold of the lie, you just keep on, you never give up the con, as Dinesh D'Souza says. You got to just stay with the con. But President Trump, he's not real happy with President Barack Obama. And I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse, the accusations, the things that are out there, and we're going to have a real brawl between the former president and the president before this is all over. Mark my words. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve Chairman has good news and bad news as the pandemic continues. Jerome Powell yesterday predicting some dire numbers for the U.S. economy in the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, but also saying that things should rebound by the end of this year.
I would say the main thing is to get back on the road to recovery. After that, the path is going to depend on a range of things. It's very plausible that the economy will take some time to gather momentum.
Powell saying yesterday on CBS's 60 Minutes that unemployment could reach 25%, and he expects job losses to continue into next month, but he says many of those losses will be temporary and not permanent. Tropical Storm Arthur bringing heavy winds and rains to North Carolina's coast, but it's expected to veer eastward into the ocean later today. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. He is back with us, Richard Lawless, author of the book Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, the most thorough exploration of government corruption ever put in writing. No doubt he's going to be writing an addendum as more information is coming out of the Beltway these days. Richard, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Oh, Bill, I'm so glad to be here with you and your listeners.
Hey, well, where do we begin here? Let's talk about first the other 800. We got so many 800,000-pound gorillas in the room. It's like, where do we begin? Let's go and start with the CCP, China's economic benefiting from the coronavirus. Break it down. What do you see happening here?
You know, Bill, the more I look at this, the more obvious it is that the Chinese have been planning something like this for some time. When Donald Trump was elected president, he came in on a platform that he was going to level the playing fields and the trade agreements between China and the United States and put an end to all the technology theft. And to the Chinese, if you think like a Chinese communist would, that's basically an act of war.
Right.
And I think the Chinese who were notorious long-term planners, started to put a plan in place in the event the impeachment was unsuccessful, or if it looked like Trump might actually win another election, they needed to do something to deal with this. Mm-hmm. They spent the last 40 years growing their economy at record rates, building their military at record rates, all based on unfair trade practices, currency manipulation, and the theft of American technology. If an American president was to put an end to that, it could send China back into the dark ages.
Right. Well, and they were almost putting an end to it themselves. I mean, part of the consideration, Richard, as I look at it myself from my purview, is that, you know, whether or not the first step was diabolical in terms of the release of the coronavirus, certainly the actions afterwards were. They were definitely purposeful. And I think that the CCP realized that they were already in economic jeopardy, as we know, and if everything was focused in terms of this disease and the release of this disease, if it was all within the confines of China itself, exactly, they would have been put into the dark ages. And I believe that there was a deliberate decision to release that virus to help mitigate the total impact felt by the Communist Party in China.
Oh, Bill, what I'm going to share with you and your listeners this morning, and this is just going to make your head explode. You know, I look at this much like you would look at any investigation, a murder mystery or something like that. And most people are convicted on circumstantial evidence. There isn't a video of them planning it and spelling out all the details of the crime. There isn't a written document. Mm-hmm. So I looked at this like I would look at any other police investigation. The police show up. The wife was strangled with a rope. Her hands were tied with tape. They do some investigation, find out the husband bought the rope a few weeks before the murder. The husband bought the tape a few weeks before the murder. And it's that kind of evidence that usually wins convictions. Well, when you look at the Chinese, you got to ask yourself some questions. If, in fact, they did plan this, what actions did they take? Well, in 2017, for the first time in decades, they used their leverage at the World Health Organization, the WHO, to replace their functional leadership with pro-Chinese leaders. Now, why all of a sudden do they have an interest in doing that? And why from 2017 through 2019 have so many high-level functionaries within the WHO been replaced with pro-Chinese people? You know, you got to ask yourself what was, you know, they had a plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
What was their intention? What were they going to do? Why was that important to them?
Right.
But then you look further and you say, geez, in 2017, the Wuhan lab was certified as a level 4 lab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is supposed to be a civilian facility, virology lab. And they put the head of their biowarfare program in charge of the lab.
Mm.
Then they have one level 4 lab, and they have hundreds of active viruses that are affecting the people of China. Why would they pick a virus, COVID-19, that hasn't yet jumped from bats to humans, that poses no direct threat to the Chinese population at the current time? They have this limited facility. And they put an enormous amount of resources into COVID-19 research there. And in addition to that, the Chinese were caught spying on the Canadians' research operations in Winnipeg, Canada. And a Canadian level 4 lab, a Dr. Q, and her husband, who's a biologist, she's a vaccine specialist, and her husband's a biologist. And they gained access to a Canadian level 4 lab. And between 2017 and 2019, when they had complete security access to that Canadian lab, they visited Wuhan 9 times. And they visited China's 4 biowarfare labs 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in 2019, the Canadian authorities revoked her security clearance and escorted her out of the facility because she was caught. They called it policy violations, but she was basically caught stealing information and feeding it to these other entities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Again, just another piece of circumstantial evidence where you look at it and say, why do they have an interest in the WHO? Why do they push so hard to get the level 4 lab certified? Why do they have Chinese nationals stealing information from other countries' labs?
And of course, we're not even talking about the Confucius Institute and the the intervention that they were able to accomplish here domestically within the United States.
Unbelievable! It's an unbelievable story. But then you go further. I mean, they started to buy PPE, and this is according to our own government officials, medical protective gear, in early fourth quarter. Well, in early fourth quarter, there was no indication by the WHO or the CDC that there was any serious pandemic on the horizon. Yet the Chinese planned and executed a significant purchase of an acquisition of PPE and specific medical equipment long before the outbreak of the virus.
What now, basically, as I read it, Richard, they became importers as opposed to exporters. Up till then, they were exporters of PPE and this other medical emergency equipment, right?
That is correct. And in January and February, they even went so far as to turn ships around that were heading to other places in the globe that had PPE equipment on board and returned it to China. And again, this is before they admitted they had a problem or any of us knew they might have had a problem.
Well, even President Trump sent them some PPE when it first broke out. And
that's right.
What they decidedly perpetrated, and they decidedly do this, as you said, this was a plan that they put into play, and they basically affected it. The thing I always questioned on this is, where was the international community in not realizing that China was becoming an importer as opposed to an exporter in large numbers, noticeable numbers of, this PPE gear?
That's right. Either we missed it or the administration officials who saw it didn't make much of it. But here's another data point that'll just blow your mind. The first week of September, the Chinese government starts a government continuity drill, the kind of drills we do in the event of a nuclear war or a natural disaster, where their senior officials go to designated spots and they construct a plan to deal with the emergency to make sure the government continues. Well, for the first time in their history, they ran a government continuity drill in Wuhan, of all places, to deal with infectious diseases.
Richard, we've got to go to break. We're going to pause and come back. We'll pick it up from there. Richard Lawless is with us, and more from him after this.
This is sponsored by Chase Bank. Millions of consumers will be receiving their stimulus check in the coming weeks. For most, it will be deposited directly to their bank account. But countless others will receive a paper check in the mail, which may not come until late summer. For consumers who lack access to a bank account, there is still time to open one online, and that could help them get access to their money faster and more safely. Banks offer many options for most people, including those without banking experience or those starting over financially. Many of these provide access to mobile banking. One example is Chase Secure Banking. It has all of the benefits of Chase, no overdraft fees or fees to deposit checks. Plus, you can send money digitally, receive funds, and pay bills. To learn more about Chase Secure Banking, visit chase.com/securebanking. To learn more about other affordable and safe bank account options, and to join the Bank On movement, visit covidbanking.joinbankon.org.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Our conversation with Richard Lawless continues. Richard is a career banker, entrepreneur, who spent 3 years investigating the Department of Justice while working with the FBI, U.S. Attorney, Securities and Exchange Commission, and U.S. intelligence agencies. He is the author of Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground. Richard, I want to pick up where we left off as we concluded the first segment of our discussion here, and that is that China had, they were lining up and getting their ducks all in a row here, right?
Oh, my gosh. There was so much undeniable pre-planning. And like I mentioned earlier, I mean, a government continuity drill regarding infectious diseases in the city where they had the outbreak a month before it was a known issue. Pretty unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they start to have an issue, what's the first thing they do? They cancel domestic flights out of Wuhan, but they allow the continuation of international flights. Now, why would they intentionally do that? Other than to hopefully spread that virus globally and make it less likely that they'd see China as the source.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was their intention all along to release this in America so that the globe saw this as an American virus, and we would not only have economic damage, but we'd be seen as a pariah around the globe.
Exactly.
Responsible party. And they screwed up.
Yeah. Well, they even threw that false flag out, saying that somehow it was the American military that had introduced the COVID virus. And then how could you blame them for being the discoverers of the disease? It was quite shocking, according to their propaganda, right?
Oh, unbelievably. You know, they have this thing called a 50 Cent Army. Are you familiar with them?
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a group of Twitter users and social networking users in China, and they call it the 50 Cent Army because rumor has it when they send a pro-government tweet, they get paid 50 cents by the government. Well, these 400,000 to 500,000 people were enlisted at about the same time, so September, early October, to send out tweets around the world, global tweets, where they're pretending to be Americans or Indonesians or Malaysians, not Chinese, suggesting that America is the original source of the virus, and that they, in fact, spread it to Wuhan. Well, that was a full-blown government-supported program, and it's still being used. They're still using that propaganda, and it's very effective globally.
Yeah, it's, when it all comes down to, the preponderance of information, if people frequently hear unchallenged these kind of indictments, and you have representation within the United States by some media types and acolytes who are very pro-Chinese, and they're attacking the President of the United States with their questions that clearly are prejudicial, and continue to be an element, a number of people, because of the hatred of Donald Trump, will begin to believe that propaganda.
Oh, Bill, bingo, right on. I mean, I know the Chinese know about our political system. They understand it. And they were betting on the fact that when this virus spread to the United States, that 50% of the politicians in the United States would go out of their way to blame President Trump and not China. So they had these advocates actually working for them and extending the economic damage any way they can, extending quarantines, withholding aid, whatever they could do to maximize the economic damage that would accrue to their favor during the next election.
What else are we missing on this, Richard?
This is so much. I mean, when you look at the details, the movement of military and party officials to coordinate this kind of thing within China. Mm-hmm. It's all present. I use the same resources that I did for my book, Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, in that, I had an opportunity to talk to intelligence officials, not just NSA or CIA or any of a dozen other agencies in the U.S., but foreign intelligence agencies, where, there's been a large movement of people from one place to another that really doesn't make a lot of sense. The fact that they're threatening Australia and Germany and other countries with economic ruin if they try to launch an investigation to look into this. If I was an attorney general and I had to bring a case, I'd have a pretty solid circumstantial case where, you could lay out all these issues and say, well, if you didn't murder this woman, why did you buy the tape? And why is it the same tape? And why did you buy the rope? It's the same rope. And we know for sure in 2018 from our own sources, and it was fairly public information by then, that they were working aggressively with COVID-19 at Wuhan.
Richard, now they
have the weapon in their hand.
Exactly. Is America, is the world ready for the truth here? Because you go after the communists. I mean, America has been reticent, whether it's the communists, Muslims. I mean, go on down, the enemy list here. People who have said, hey, we want you dead and we want to be the predominant factor in the world. We want America out, for whatever reason. It's beyond me why America would want to, continue to be involved with our enemy. I mean, we found out very clearly in your face what they're willing to do in withholding pharmaceuticals that we help build that category with them legally and illegally. And here's their thank you very much. We're going to withhold and we're going to, cut you off from, the pharmaceuticals that you need. Don't mess with us. And as you say, they've got power and influence over, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, other countries in Africa that they've gone in and, very systematically bought up their natural resources. And they're controlling, and let's not forget the militarization of the South China Sea.
Oh my gosh, yeah, excellent points. And I think when you look at their motivations, not only did they want to kick us one way down, but they coordinated with their allies. So let me throw this at you. You're not going to believe this, but what if the Chinese work with the Russians when we were down on one knee to destroy a part of our economy that they didn't really effectively damage with COVID-19, and that's our energy sector.
Exactly.
When there's lower oil demand, the Russians come in at the exact right time and enter this fake production war with the Saudi Arabians, driving gas oil prices to a negative, actually negative value, doing a decade's worth of damage to our energy sector. So we're going to be back being dependent on Saudi Arabian oil exports again until we resurrect our energy sector.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that done independently, or was that a coordinated effort with the Chinese to pile on as much economic damage as possible?
Exactly. Well, you know, these are all things to look at, Richard, as you, you know, connect the dots and you lay them out. And, you know, we're realizing who our allies really are, including Saudi Arabia, because we're also finding out that the Chinese were in collusion with Iran and also Saudi Arabia when it came to PPEs and some of these medical devices. They're part of the holy trinity of scamming and gouging, price gouging, not only the United States but the world.
It's unbelievable. And if you lay out their motivations, which you would do in any good court case, I mean, one of their big objectives here is to weaken America so they could solidify their control of the South China Sea and the Taiwanese Straits, and really take control of that sea area, and as they're doing with their islands. But they're also, as you mentioned earlier, buying a lot of goodwill, where they're now being allowed to put in large naval bases in these foreign countries because of all the capital that they spread around those countries.
Mm-hmm. What happens with Hong Kong?
I think they're waiting for America to really suffer, and then they're going to go in there and that's true of Great Britain, too. And then they're going to go in there and they're going to kick out any quasi-democratic leadership and put their own people in.
That clearly is in the near future. And Richard, you know, with your book, Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, so much in the recent days and weeks have been exposed. You know, your book, like I said, you need to write some addendum. You know, we need to do Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground Part 2. Because of all these shoes that are dropping, you know, from, you know, the FBI, Comey, McCabe, you know, this cabal, of an attempted coup. I mean, and they were so close to executing this coup on a duly elected president. I mean, you talk about a constitutional crisis, and you talk about what for the former president, Barack Obama, talk about being so disconnected from reality and trying to, you know, purport some sort of, some legal juxtaposition by the current president when this guy's, you know, he's up to his elbows and earlobes in all kinds of constitutional, infractions.
Oh, Bill, what a great book that would make. And what do we do? I mean, an attempted coup is an act of treason.
Yes.
And all the elements of a crime exist. I mean, trying and convicting these people would be a piece of cake. The question is, do we have the will?
That was my earlier question. And, Richard, this has to be continued on another day as usual. We've come to an end of this segment, but thank you so much for being with us. Richard Lawless, a career banker, entrepreneur who spent 3 years investigating the Department of Justice while working with the FBI, U.S. Attorneys, Securities and Exchange Commission. His book, Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, and certainly more to come from Richard down the road. Richard, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at
food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.